Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This next guest is, it came up because of T's odd foray into the swinger world, where he took his wife, who was on her menstrual cycle, to a swingers party, although there was no chance she could participate or wanted to participate because she wasn't feeling it.
Sure.
Right? But yet he still took her.
They went anyway.
These would have made it a lot easier.
We had...
This would have been, this would have, if you had panties that say Shark Week.
Or Red Rum.
Yes.
It says everything you need to put out there.
It makes it perfect, man. Listen, I don't have time to memorize when you're going to.
Right.
No one does.
But if you have Freddy Krueger on your panties and it says Nightmare on Bedsheets.
Or Autoclots. Or She-Rag, Master of the Uterus, which is my favorite. Yeah. The little happy little, it looks like a little kid, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Bedsheets. Bleeding Rainbow, which is like, you know, it's just
that's the creepy part is how kid like they are, but it still says Bleeding Rainbow.
Big Trouble and Little Gina.
That's one of the all-time best.
It's fantastic, man.
The internet bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Today, it is harebraindesign.com. Hair, H-A-R-E, as in the rabbit, braindesign.com. So, surfing your crimson wave. A little Malice and Underlay, Sourpuss. Briefs. Shark Weave, Red Rum, Rainbow, First Blood, like Rambo. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, thanks for putting up with us. I know we're a little late today. Thanks for doing the show. I've just been like, what a genius idea. What a genius idea. Nobody wants to have the discussion, but you want to know, hey, look, Occupado, we're closed for business for a few days. But without it being gross like granny panties, this is the perfect answer for a girl.
Thanks.
You what? Now, was this your idea or was this a lady's?
No, this was my idea. I was living with a girl and she had a pair of like her version of period panties, which were like stained and ripped and you know, the stuff you find in the back of the drawer.
Yeah.
And I was designing t-shirts at the time and I thought I could make a pair that was funny. That looked better.
I think every girl I would love this. My favorite by far is Kool-Aid.
Oh, thanks.
That
one's really popular.
Yeah, well, that's one of the best. And clearly, you're from an old school because I looked at the buttons and one of them's like an old Black Flag logo, which I love the band Red Veg, and the little bars, instead of being black bars, they're little red bars, and they're actually just uneven tampons.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Menstrual Mania. What's your favorite?
Mine probably has to be Big Trouble and Little Gina just for the fun.
You know, it's all kidding aside, wouldn't this be a lot easier for mom and daughter discussion about that whole thing if you were like, hey, by the way, here, just let's not take it too seriously. Like, I know you're going to freak out because you're a little girl, right? This is
it just gives you that heads up and you don't have to have the discussion.
Right.
It's like, everything it needs to say.
Take the, you know, terror out of the whole thing. Because I think, look, you know, you're a young girl. It's your body's changing, all that business. It's got to be pretty weird when it happens.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I mean, like, you're already insecure and then you have this coming out and you never know what's going on. And people wonder, why are you this way? Or, hey, why can't we make out? Yeah. These panties say, front.
For like a mother-daughter thing, mm-hmm. You're like, hey, here you go. These are what you want.
These are your set. This is where you and everybody knows.
Is that creepy or no?
I don't think it's creepy at all. As a matter of fact, it's better than the nasty old, you know, like the drawers that you were talking about.
Did you have a discussion with your mom, or did you just have to figure it out?
I had to figure it out on my own.
Your mom didn't be like, hey, you're going to...
No.
This is what's going to happen.
Nope.
Who told you how to put a tampon in?
I actually had to look into it. I remember having to ask others at school. No.
That's some good parenting right there.
That is for another time.
Anthony, do you have kids? Anthony?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I?
Listen, you got to stay with this conversation, Anthony.
I'm sorry. The connection's not great.
Is it bad? I'm sorry, man. My bad on that. Tell me, do you have kids?
No.
Me either. Me either. I don't know what the rules are about this business because I have all brothers, so I don't know. I assume that moms talk to their kids about tampons and pads and periods and all that business.
Oh, yeah. I've got no sisters, just a bunch of brothers. So, I mean, when I came up with it, I really had no idea.
You why?
I'm just good at coming up with, like, bad puns and drawing.
Have you had any bad reaction? Has there been any girls that didn't think this was great?
Oh, sure. Yeah, mostly, like, it's actually mostly the teenagers. Moms think it's hilarious. They always give them as, like, period starter kits.
Yeah.
They'll give them a pair of our underwear with some pads and other stuff. But, yeah, no, kids usually, like, teenagers aren't usually that into it.
They haven't. Well, they haven't hit the where they can laugh at it yet. They're still terrified of it.
Right.
See, I'm a man with a good attitude towards menstruation, which is why I got to tell you the greatest one you have really is the no baby shower briefs, period panties. It's
brilliant.
It's you need to do one that just says it's a blessing. We refer to the menstrual cycle in my world as the blessing. The blessing has arrived. I'm like, you are so good. It means you took all your birth control. Let's go shop for some shoes or clothes or go out to a nice dinner to celebrate the fact that you remember to take that every single day.
Yeah, it may be a pain to deal with, but you want your period.
Yes.
Trust
it's not
you
a pain
made...
for me. Nope. We have a small party once a month. Like, it's party hats the whole bit. Red velvet cake. It's incredible.
It may take some maintenance for us girls, but you want it to show up. You want everybody to know that you got it.
It's even the Monty, Python one, just a flesh wound. Jesus Christ, man. That's so good. That is so good. Have you thought about branching out into some of the other issues with women? Like, is there a yeast infection one?
There isn't yet. I might make you one special.
You know what? You should do a Yeasty Girls.
That's awesome. You should be doing this.
Oh, well, dude, trust me, if you got a childish, genital joke coming down the pipe, we're your show.
All right.
You what?
Can I use that Yeasty Girls?
Please do. I want you. I give it to you absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, because some of the ones we worked on in the other room we worked on. How about like a goth girl on the front that says my vagina is a cutter? Like
that one. Jesus Christ.
Or if you got into sports, if you did football, you could have the Los Angeles Dischargers.
Oh, my God.
Or like a saddle, like a cowgirl one that says riding the cotton pony. That one makes me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. Cotton
pony.
That's sea of red at Arrowhead. You made me think about
Oh,
my God.
Arrowhead. With the Chiefs logo. Oh, my. Yeah, it goes and goes and goes, my friend. And these, if people want these, then all they got to do is just jump on the website. The easiest way is to go to Harebrained Design, or is there a shorter URL?
Harebrained Design. .com is probably the best one. Otherwise, people can go to theperiodpanties.com if that's easier to remember.
You know what? Somebody just texted a great one. 3722. It's a strip club one, and just call. I'm sorry, not the strip club. That's a different one. Girls are in their period and call it the rag dolls. And do like a
like the pussycat dolls.
No, Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann.
I like that.
Yeah, Raggedy Ann would be a solid one, man.
Endless ideas.
Yeah, it is. Because
I'm writing all this down.
I hope so. I just want to see them. Like, nobody ever listens to our ideas.
I'll be sure to send them in.
That'll be great.
Any of these drawings that I'm doing.
It's really funny. And the website doesn't stop there, by the way. This is just the thing that caught our eye. But if you go to the website at harebraindesign.com, it covers all kinds of stuff. Underwear for dudes, period panties, women's pundies, men's undies, onesies, stuff for little kids. Why wouldn't you have an underwears, guys? Where they're singing from Ren and Stimpy, it's log. That's just fantastic. And then, of course,
thank you so much.
Oh, the one with the Ghostbusters with the marshmallow guy busting makes me feel good. Jesus Christ, man. The onesies are fantastic as well. Drinking problem onesie, always hungry. Those are great. I got some friends with little kids I want to send those to, as a matter of fact. But it's all on there, you guys. Go check out for yourself. You've got shirts, pins, everything, clearance stuff, even on Etsy. But the period panties are the ones that caught our eye at harebrainedesign.com. And we'll throw a link up on our Facebook to your.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, Anthony. Listen, I want to see you put those together, man.
Oh, I will. I love that Yeasty Girls.
Dude, it's all you. It is all you, man. I hand that to you lock, stock, and barrel in front of the Lord and everybody. So enjoy, my friend. And thanks for coming by the show.
Let me know if you guys come up with any more.
We will. All right, see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.